You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
So what happens here is we get a ton of emails and messages that come in on our Facebook, our personal emails, Instagram, with all sorts of problems y'all are having. And we love it because we get to sift through it and kind of dive into your lives, be all nosy. We pull out the really good ones. We throw them on the air, let our listeners hear your message, and then you guys can sound off on this. So get ready to call in. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This time around, Kendall sent us a message on our Instagram account. She goes, hey, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, love the show. I listen all the time. Last week, when Jeremy said coworkers are just coworkers and should stay that way, coworkers are not friends, I thought he was crazy. But now I get it. You guys remember that?
I do remember you saying that we're not friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do remember that.
I looked you right in the eye and said that.
You did.
Kendall says, I work at an engineering company and my work bestie, Samantha, she and I are really close here. Like we hang out outside of work. We tell each other everything kind of close. I know everything about her relationships. She knows some of the struggles I've had in my marriage. Yeesh. She's a great friend. We just get each other, but at work, I will say that she's a little more laid back than me.
Oh.
She's been written up a few times for messing up projects, not calling in when she was taking some time off. Meanwhile, I'm the opposite, super detail-oriented and buttoned up, blah, 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 blah. Well, now she's really screwed up. A big mistake on a project that we're both working on, like major financial consequences for the company. Her boss has set up a meeting with both of us, and she's begging me to take the fall for her.
Mm-mm.
She's worried that she's going to be fired since she's already been written up. She says, here's her quote, you know I'm not great at this stuff. You know, oh, and you don't have any write-ups. Please just cover for me. You're my best friend. I would do it for you.
Jeez.
And then she wrote yada yada. Now, I feel like a terrible person because I don't want her to lose her job, but I also don't want to lie and risk my own reputation. If I say no, I'm going to lose our friendship. If I say yes, I'm going to lose my self-respect. I never thought I'd say this. I love this line. Jeremy, you might be onto something.
Oh, no.
What would you guys do? I need to hear from your listeners. I want your guys' opinions. Have you ever had to choose between a friendship and your integrity at work? That's from Kendall. Talking about her bestie, Samantha. So if you want to sound off about this, what should Kendall do? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Samantha messed up at work and wants Kendall to take the fall for her. Now, going back a step. Yeah. What was that? Last week? I started going off. What was? I don't even remember how it was brought up, but
I think you just said you hated us.
I know, right?
In a roundabout way, I said I hate everybody I work
with.
No, I didn't say that. I said be cordial to everybody at work. You're fine to be, you know, friendly at work, but I just don't think you should be sharing all of your personal, intimate details about your life and your family and everything outside of work with the people at work.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Because bottom line, they are your coworkers. They're not your friends.
And then Josh was like, I've had dinner at your house. And you're like, you're not my friend. Yeah, I remember
actually. It was a little shot. A little shot at me, yeah.
So that was kind of my gist was, you know, at some point, your people at work will start thinking of themselves and they could use all that information they have on you against you, try to backstab you, or just not GAF in this situation, personally. And I took a lot of heat for that.
You did. I mean, and again, I think that it's maybe a little different in our sense because our job's a little different. Like, we are involved in each other's personal lives because we talk about it and we sit in this room together and we talk about things. So I think ours is a little different. But when it comes to a specific office setting, you were saying that, yeah, you shouldn't get too close for your coworkers because that could essentially backfire on you. I have had really, really close friendships with a lot of the people that I work with. So I don't necessarily agree with you on it. But in this case, I feel like Samantha is maybe taking advantage of Kendall because Kendall's not her mom. And I think she's treating her in that sense like, you're supposed to clean up my mess. Like, when does a friend have to clean up another friend's mess? That's not fair. I do feel like Samantha's taking advantage of Kendall a little in that
regard.
But yet
if they are besties and she has no write-ups and she's got a clean record, maybe this time she's like, okay, maybe I just say, yeah, maybe I kind of screwed up on that.
Yeah, but that's not going to help Kendall in any way at her job. Like, if she lets her bosses know that they can't trust her in that sense, that she screwed up a really big thing and now it's going to cost them money, her bosses are not going to look at her the same. So that's going to cost Kendall in the long run. And again, I feel like this is Samantha taking advantage of that situation.
Here's Claire. Hey, Claire, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
We'll roll through a couple calls here real quick. What are your thoughts on this situation with Kendall and Samantha?
Yeah, I feel like Samantha isn't being a real friend if she's asking for her to cover for her and not take responsibility. I don't know. That, to me, that's not...
Do you feel like Kendall's not being a real friend because she's just not stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll take the fall for you. I'm a friend.
No.
I'm a friend with for you. I'll do this for you.
Like I don't think that's Kendall's responsibility at all.
A real friend, I think, would do that, though.
I don't think
like,
so.
She would jump in front of that bullet for her bestie.
That's different.
She says they hang outside of work and everything. They go to Applebee's together for happy hour.
Yeah, and if Samantha really honored that, she wouldn't ask her friend to take responsibility for her mistake.
So I'm going to put you in the no, don't take the fall category, right?
Correct.
Boom. I appreciate you calling, Claire. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks.
Bye. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think Kendall should do?
I've been working in HR for 20 years, and this is a bad idea. Sooner or later, they will find out. They just will. Someone will tell a friend or it'll come up, and it won't be like, oh, okay, it's under the bridge. They'll both end up getting fired over there.
Oh.
What?
If they find out that they took the blame for something else, and then now, it's not a temporary thing that's just a minor solve now. This will get them both fired.
Yeah.
It's for sure.
That's a really good
point,
Patrick.
That far that they both get fired? That's intense.
She's lying. Absolutely. Yeah.
She's lying to your boss. She can't do that.
Dang,
and you're risking pay. You're risking salary benefit. You risk so much over something so small.
Yeah.
So you're in camp. No. Don't take the fall or Patrick will fire you.
Yeah, you're fired. You're done.
Dunzo. Patrick, this call is done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Patrick.
Have a good day, my friend.
Bye.
You too.
Bye, buddy. Hey, KJ, thanks for holding.
Hey there.
Hey. Hi, KJ.
Hey, what's up? So,
how's it going?
It's going. What do you think about Kendall and Samantha?
Well, I mean, I disagree with you, Jeremy. Sorry.
All right.
I think you can be friends with your coworkers, but this is not a friend. I don't know why Kendall even thought that maybe she could be her friend, because obviously she turns around and asks her to do something that would maybe jeopardize her job. I just don't think that's right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it sounds like Kendall's been a really good employee. She's never been written up. I mean, it's just one little ding at this point. She's like, yeah, I got you, bestie.
Yeah, no. You caused the whole, like, business money, you're going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that Samantha knows that, and she's trying to throw a friend under the bus. That's not a friend.
Think she's taking advantage of her?
Yeah, I do.
Totally, yes.
That's what best friends do, though. They stand up for each other.
No, they don't.
Look at me trying to be devil's advocate.
I know,
I don't think so.
That's not what best friends do.
KJ, thank you for calling and sounding off.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
KJ.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I feel like she was mad at me for some reason.
Well, she's just not agreeing with you.
All I'm saying is... Okay, well, yeah, I am playing devil's advocate today.
Because you think Kendall's supposed to take one for the team, literally. And I don't think that's
there's a little bit
good.
Of me that's like, you know, okay, if she knows she's not going to be fired and it's not going to be that big a deal, then maybe she does take the
fall.
But
it's the start of it, right? Once they know that you're not trustworthy, then it's the start of being terminated.
Marky Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just hanging out, solving people's problems. You want to sound off about Kendall's situation?
Yeah, so I got a pretty interesting take on this one. I've been in this situation a couple times. And I think it all comes down to the job and, like, what point Kendall is at in her career. See, if it's, like, kind of like a job where it's, like, you know, she's not going to be staying there long or she's, like, not really, like, that into it, then, like, she should just kind of take the fall. You know, they've been, like, she has a perfect record. Odds are she's not going to get fired. But, you know, if it's, like, a job where she's been, like, building a career, then definitely not.
I kind of agree with that.
Really?
Because if she has seniority and she's been there a long time, if she's, this is, I get what he's saying. Like, she could take the hit on this and be fine. If she has seniority and she's like, hey, this is my bad, then life goes on.
Yeah, but I think.
But if she is a newbie, it might really hurt her.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's not a newbie, though. If they've been there, like, the way I read the email is that they've both been there for quite a while. Samantha's been written up a couple times for a few things. Kendall hasn't. I feel like they've been there for a while. So what do you think?
I would just say, like, if Kendall's up for, like, a promotion or if she, like, wants to stay at the company, then I would say don't take it. Don't take the hit.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm, I feel like Samantha is going to screw up again in the future, not too soon in the future either. So is this going to be, she's going to have to deal with this again? I think maybe Samantha is in over her head and she can't, she's not a good worker here. She should find a new job to just avoid all of this.
So what's the yes situation for you then, Mark? When would you say yes, that she needs to take the fall?
I mean,
if she's been there for a long time.
If I was there for a long time, I would just say she has to just, if it's going to cost the company a lot of money, then I would just say just take it.
Okay. All right, Mark. Thank you for calling, buddy. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Mark.
Later.
Bye. Interesting.
That's the part with this, too, that you got to think about, that the it's like a financial hit, too. You know, like this is, it might be a big blow for her.
Companies
it might be a big
like,
red mark.
Yeah.
Michaela.
Hey.
Hey, hey yourself.
Michaela.
Welcome to Show Wants to Know. What do you think about this email? What should Kendall do?
Yeah, it sounds like Samantha's definitely taken advantage. She said that, like, she would do the same for her. And in my opinion, she could do the same for her right now by just owning up to her own actions, you know?
Yep.
Who does that anymore?
Come on, be accountable.
No,
like
you always
that,
blame somebody else.
You can't.
I don't know. I think, you know, people lie a lot. And they, like, never learn anything, and they always, like, are so scared of what's going to happen. And then in the end, they lied about it, and it's always worse because they lied about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
true that.
Most of the time, you get a little bit of leniency.
Then you got to lie upon a lie upon a lie upon a lie. But sometimes you get away with it, too, you know?
No.
It might be all right. Sometimes you get away with it. Hey, Michaela, thank you for calling. We appreciate you. We got your vote. So that was another no.
Thanks for your input, Michaela.
Is anyone going to vote for Samantha?
Well,
is anyone going to say, you know what, Kendall's your best friend and you guys know everything about each other? She couldn't do this for you? Is nobody going to take her side?
I think Mark was leaning on Samantha's side.
I think
he was
back and forth, though. Yeah. I want somebody 100% on Samantha's side.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Kendall should help your girlfriend out. That's what friends do. Tom?
Hi, guys. So
hey,
you
Tom.
Want somebody who's 100% on Samantha's side.
Is that you?
That is 100% not me.
Good.
Son of a biscuit.
Good job, Tom.
I actually work as a federal background investigator. I process background investigations to be able to produce security clearances for the government. The four biggest things that they look at is a person's honesty, integrity, reliability, and accountability. Tell me where in here Kendall is promoting any of those four maxims by basically covering for her friend. She's not showing any integrity. She's not showing honesty. She's not showing accountability. Neither is her friend showing accountability for her own actions. And the company is going to see her as not reliable. Therefore,
well, that's
yes,
only if the company finds out.
Fireable.
What if the company doesn't find out?
Still, do you want that under your conscience?
Yeah.
I kind of like it because then she owes you. Be like, okay, Samantha, I'll take this
still,
hit, but boy, do you owe me. You can hold it over her head.
But if somebody's not going to be accountable enough to take responsibility for their own actions like this, when it comes time where you're sitting there saying, hey, well, you're going to get me, you know, you're going to have my back next time. No, they won't. They're going to look out for themselves.
Well, this is the third. This would be her
third
write-up. So she's taken accountability the first two times.
How is that her friend's fault?
Yeah.
You made good points,
exactly.
Buddy.
Exactly. I agree with Tom 100%. I think that this is just a bad look for Kendall if she does decide to.
I also feel like, Tom, you're a very intense person to hang out with.
Well, he does background checks.
Tom, what do you do in life to loosen up a little bit, buddy? Do you have hobbies?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
He just takes his job seriously.
He's like,
I love
kickboxing.
I love doing all sorts of stuff.
You're a good man, Tom. I like you, buddy. I feel like we could hang out and have very serious conversations.
We could, but I still need to know what truck you bought besides an F-150.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
I went GMC this time, buddy.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're not friends anymore.
First time in like 30 years I haven't had a Ford. Tom,
when I heard that a few weeks ago, I was stunned.
Devastated, right? I can't call it America's Pickup anymore. Buddy, I appreciate you. You sound like a longtime listener. Thanks for having us on, my man.
Absolutely.
Later,
thanks,
dude.
Tom. Bye.
Am I right or am I right? Dude is intense.
He does background checks
for federal employees.
Like, you have to be intense if that's your job.
Robert, are you on Samantha's side?
I'd have to say I'm 100% not on her side.
I figured. What are your thoughts on this? How do you want to crucify Samantha?
Oh, don't even get me started on that part. I mean, it's an engineering, you know, company. They're very, you know, strict on their policies and everything else. Even if you want to be like, oh, they won't find out, they will find out. They have traceability. They're going to find out she lied. And then there goes her job.
Well,
if Samantha was a real friend, she'd be like, you know what? I shouldn't have asked you to do it. And Kendall should just keep going, because unfortunately they're both going to end up fired in the end if they do, and when they find out.
You make good
it's
points.
It's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
In the message, she does say that they're working on the project together. It's like a joint project. So who knows? Maybe they could track it down. Maybe they couldn't. Maybe Samantha knows that they wouldn't be able to trace it back to her. I don't know. It's a joint project.
Yeah, they'll be able to find out, especially with Kendall's her record, period. They're going to be like, okay, how are you so, you know, clean, organized, and everything else, and all of a sudden just a mere mess up. No, mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. People aren't perfect. And engineers, I work with them. I know they're not perfect either. But just one small little thing just out of nowhere is kind of odd.
All right, buddy. Thank you for your phone call. We appreciate you.
Of course.
Bye. Thanks, Robert. Bye.
Starting to feel a little bad for Samantha.
He made some really good points there. If Kendall's such a great employee, her trying to come and say that, you know, oh, I messed up, that was my bad, da, da, da. Are they even going to believe her if she's such a good employee the other times, you know? That's a good point.
We'll do three more, because I feel like this is pretty much ready to be put to bed for Kendall's sake. Let's do Desiree. Hey, Desiree.
Hi.
Hey. You're calling about Samantha and how much she's a great person, right?
No.
Come on. Well, welcome to Show Wants to Know. Thank you for calling. What are your thoughts on Kendall's situation?
So I think, especially with the industry that they're in, her taking a bad mark on her reputation will last her career. And I don't think that's fair of the friend to ask. Mm-hmm. So even she might get a pass this time, but then what if she needs to get a new job? And just with that type of industry, having a bad mark that costs the company sounds like a lot of money. Might cost her a job in the future.
I do want to know the number, right? Aren't we all kind of curious, like, what that means? Like, a substantial financial hit? Like, what did she do?
Yeah.
I almost want her to turn around and just turn her in. Do the total opposite. Be like, Samantha did it.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
did it.
How much did she cost you?
Wasn't
That's
me.
What we want to know.
Yeah.
All right. One of the mistakes of becoming too close with somebody at work. Just saying.
Oh, stop.
Desiree, thank you for calling.
Guys.
Have
Love
a good day. Love
Thanks, Desiree.
Love
Bye.
You. Brenda, welcome to Show Wants to Know. Thank you for calling.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Super dupes.
Brenda, hi.
I'm saying everybody's responsible for your own job. You're responsible for your own job. And if you messed up, you should tell them you messed up. You know, apologize. But I don't think she should take the blame for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might follow her for years to come.
And it might.
All right. Yep. Do you have best friends at work, Brenda?
I'm a manager.
Oh,
so,
you can't.
So you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You can't have friends at work. That's different.
Don't do it.
I mean, I have friends at work, of course. But no, but when it comes to discipline, yes, my employees are responsible for their own job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Give them hell.
Yeah.
Lay down the hammer, Brenda.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, Brenda.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Love
Bye.
You guys.
Love you. So
oh,
many nice
so
people
sweet.
Today. All right, we'll do one more. Danny, thanks for holding so long. Welcome to Show Wants to Know.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Hi. What are your thoughts on Kendall's email? You'll get the final word here.
Okay, so this is actually a little follower, but they're not. So they say friends are friends and that she should cover for her friend.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You're saying she should cover?
Yes.
After all of this, our very last call?
Yes, because he says friends help friends.
Who says friends help friends?
Quentin. He's 8.
Oh, your son Quentin is weighing in.
So the 8-year-old has the final say that friends should help friends.
How sweet and innocent
is that? He says friends help friends.
Aww.
You know what, Danny and Quentin, thank you very much for calling
in
with the last word.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
And make sure you go back and let Quentin listen to the podcast, and he can learn how he's wrong, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Also
have a good
sweet.
Day.
Bye, Quentin.
That's pretty damn funny
adorable.
That the very last one, the 8-year-old's like,
Can I say what Brooke texted in? Because
please.
She actually, okay, so she made a good point. She said, Kendall and Samantha should be honest with their employer, but maybe Kendall advocates for Samantha that she will do better and offer to take Samantha under her wing to make her better. I like that. I like
that's
taking
such
a
problem-solving
situation
thing.
And making it positive. Yes, Brooke, that's the best advice.
Let your light
you
shine,
win.
Girl. Yeah, I think overwhelmingly everybody was telling Kendall, do not take the fall for this.
Yeah.
Your friend screwed up. You shouldn't have to take the fall. This will follow you around for a long time with future jobs, future careers. And you don't want that red mark at your work now, currently.
No, absolutely not.
And this is why I say coworkers are just coworkers and they should stay that way.
No.
What do
I say,
Katie?
You said
coworkers are not friends.
But you just need to have boundaries. That's the thing. Is I feel like Kendall and Samantha have a good relationship here. It's just Samantha's trying to take advantage and that ruined the friendship. Like, you have to have boundaries with all your friends, even the ones that you meet at work. One of my very best friends, I call her Wifey.
Yeah.
I met her at work 21 years ago, and we are still the best of friends. So I just want to say it can be done, but you have to have boundaries.
Give it time. She'll stab you in the back at some point.